Well, it is time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And munching with us this morning, our very own co-host of the Wake Up Call Morning Show and station manager of Yes FM, Mr. Jeff Howe.
Hey. All right, yesterday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I was just so impressed as we were reading through some of his quotes, just how he spoke on love and what hate can do to you and how hate is not good. Remind you of some of those quotes that we read. This is one of my favorites. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That's a good one. And he said, I have decided to stick to love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Hate is too great a burden to bear. When you look at it that way, he's right. It, just like unforgiveness can do the same thing. It can ruin you. Hate ruins you or hurts you more than it does the person that you're hating. And not forgiving somebody actually hurts you more than it does them. And let no man pull you so low as to hate him. Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. So people will give you reasons, but don't let them. Because again, hate is damaging to us. And here's one we didn't read yesterday. Now there is a final reason I think that Jesus says love your enemies. It is this, that love has within it a redemptive power. And there is a power there that eventually transforms individuals. Just keep being friendly to that person. Just keep loving them. And they can't stand it too long. Oh, they react in many ways in the beginning, react with guilt feelings, and sometimes they'll hate you a little more at that transition period. But just keep loving them. And by the power of your love, they will break down under the load. That's love, you see. It is redemptive, and this is why Jesus says love. There's something about love that builds up and is creative. There is something about hate that tears down and is destructive. So love your enemies. In Matthew 22, gives the greatest commandments, the two greatest commandments. When the Pharisees heard how Jesus had bested the Sadducees, they gathered their forces for an assault. One of their religion scholars spoke for them, posing a question they hoped would show him up. Teacher, which command in God's law is the most important? Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. But there is a second to set alongside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. These two commands are pegs. Everything in God's law and the prophets hangs from them. Message version there, that one. And in Luke 6, 29 and 30, to him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. So love can sometimes mean sacrifice. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, do not repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you a blessing. So why does God ask us to pray for our enemies and to love one another? I think that Martin Luther King Jr. hit it right on the head. You just keep loving them, and they can't stand it too long. They react in many ways in the beginning, and that's the hard part, to get past that initial retaliation. But once you get past that, just keep loving them, and by the power of your love, they will break down under the load. Wise words there from Martin Luther King and from the Word.
Man, a good reminder for us today, Jeff. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Lord, in this time where there is a lot of hate slung back and forth, whether online, on the roads, at work, in school, wherever, Lord, help us to have the strength to love in return and not retaliate, and to keep on loving, even though the resistance will grow at first. It will make it harder at first, but help us to persevere through that darkness, and your love, your the light in us, Jesus Christ, will shine through and will break them down and turn them around. So help us to love our enemies, love those around us, love those that insult us, steal from us in a variety of ways, and to persevere in that love so we can make a difference in their lives and turn their lives around in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jeff Howe munching with us this morning, of course, co-host here of the Wake Up Call Morning Show, but also station manager here at YesFM. All right. Thank you, Jeff.